The views and opinions expressed during Martha Norwalk's Animal World are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, management, or other advertisers. This is your alternative talk station, 1150 AM, KKNW, Seattle.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Well, it is a cloudy day on the very cool side, gray side. At least it's dry. No wind at the moment, but there sure was yesterday. Speaking of wind blowing into the studio today, and boy, oh boy, you know, I think I'm just going to have to start calling him Dan Lewis. Because, you know, he's got another perfect haircut going. And that would be Animal World's production engineer, Gary Hill, is here. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
Your hair just gets getting more perfect all the time.
I just
got
a cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just for us, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I have a reputation to uphold.
We need one of those radio cam things so people could see that.
I don't think that'd be a good idea.
Well, yeah, we could look at your hair.
I know, but do we really want to be on camera?
No, it would be on you.
No, I see that.
Or it would be on, in the other room, Animal World show producer and call screener, Sandy Gaston is here. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
You guys can have the camera. I don't want a camera.
Oh, yeah, Gary, smack her. Just reach over and smack her one for me.
It's a good thing you can't, the desk, it's too big. You can't kick me under.
That's true.
I can't reach him, he can't reach me.
And I could bring one of those big hands in that they use to test dogs with.
Oh, one of those grabber pincher things.
Oh, there you go.
I could grab and pinch you. Oh, my. I hope this is not an indication of what we're doing today. No, but it is kind of gray and gloomy. We need to lighten up the atmosphere, don't you think?
I agree 100%.
Because you said you lost your power.
We did.
Big windstorm.
We did, and there's so much stuff off of our trees, it looks like a snowfall.
Yeah, there's stuff all
over
our neighborhood.
Just
well, it's
all
leaves
over
and limbs
everything.
And stuff over my neighborhood. It was the wind was so strong yesterday that it blew over one of my big, I have these big, huge flower pots in front of my house with roses in them. I mean, like, you know, like the biggest pots you can, like, get. And it blew one of them over.
Wow.
It's like, that's never happened.
Yeah, it was a pretty good storm yesterday.
Yeah, well, it's calm now, but I got another alert. Apparently, there's another one supposed to happen tomorrow night.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
More wind.
Wow. I like this. As long as nobody gets hurt or, you know, somebody loses their homes because of it, I really enjoy a good storm.
Well, all right.
Especially
well,
at the ocean.
Hear that, angels? Send them all to Sandy's house. All right, it is, do you believe it, the first Sunday of October already? Whew. But that means the first Sunday of the month, Vet Sunday, and Dr. Al Pleckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, and the Human Compendium of Articles on the same subject. Dr. Al will be joining us after the bottom of the hour, and we'll be here until noon. We will catch up with him what's going on with him. Well, I've got some, he's written a couple of new articles that we'll get into that after we talk about the basic endocrine immune imbalance. And we, of course, will open phone lines so he can answer your animal and or human medical care questions. We've got several things happening today. I'll tell you about in just a moment. Then we'll get into follow-up animals in the news, the best good news about animals. At 10 o'clock, we will run our fall into winter tip because the weather is getting cold. And so there's some things you want to keep in the forefront of your mind to keep your animal friends happy and healthy during the cold months of the year. About 10:50, current events as usual. And then do we have stuff in the Animal World Prize Closet? I believe that we do.
We do. We have Dr. Al's books.
Yep, Pets at Risk, from Allergies to Cancer. That we will be giving away copies of Dr. Al's book. And then we
have Wagon Tails
liver cookies. Woohoo! Boy, those are so popular.
They are really
fabulous. And you can have your choice of the regular recipe or grain-free. And your dogs will absolutely love them. And we also have 10% discount coupons if you would like to place an order for Wagon Tails liver cookies on their website. You can get 10% off your entire order. Now, I will tell you when you can call in because we're going to do our follow-up on animals in the news at the moment. But let's start with happening today. So if you're looking for something to do today, Pilchuck Veterinary Hospital is having another big grand open house, and that is going on from 1 to 4 p.m. today at Pilchuck Veterinary Hospital. I'll give you the address in just a moment, so get a pen and paper out if you're interested in attending. They're going to do guided tours of their new small animal veterinary center, see medical simulations of various procedures, check out the alternative medicine department, acupuncture, hydrotherapy, chiropractic, visit and watch how our state-of-the-art equine hospital and medical facility works and all of the new procedures that they're able to accomplish. Again, that's the open house at Pilchuck Veterinary Hospital. It is from 1 to 5 p.m. this afternoon, and their address is 11308 92nd Street Southeast in Snohomish. So you might want to do that. Here is a Help Plan Marine Sanctuary Future. This is out of Seattle PI. The public is invited to comment on its vision for the future of the Olympic Coast National Marine Sanctuary at a meeting this evening at the Seattle Aquarium from 7 to 10 p.m. The aquarium is at Pier 59 on Alaskan Way. The management plan that's being revised governs numerous aspects of sanctuary operation. And let's see. The staff is interested in hearing from the public about the sanctuary's management priorities for the next 5 to 10 years. Effectiveness of the existing management plan in protecting sanctuary resources. Activities, research, resource protection programs, research and monitoring programs, education, volunteer, and outreach. And anyway, if you want to chime in on all of that stuff for the Marine Sanctuary, you can go to the meeting 7 to 10 p.m. this evening at the Seattle Aquarium. You can also, if you can't attend the meeting, they will be accepting public comments until November 14th. And you can email your comments to OCNMS Management Plan, OCN as in Nancy, M as in Martha, S Management Plan at NOAA.gov. And then it's been all over the place, all over the TV and the papers and so forth, but if you didn't, did you see our Lucy, Gary, our relative, at the Seattle Science Center, the big exhibit on the evolution of man. And it's from October 4th. It started yesterday to March 8th at the Pacific Science Center. And there were huge write-ups in both papers this week. You can search online if you want more, but just thought I'd let you know if you want to go look at Lucy. All right. We better get rolling. Look at the, we've got to do quite a bit of animals.
We've got bunches this week.
Yeah, yeah, we do.
More than last week.
Yeah, and less time. So, let's see. All right. In the follow-up department, if you haven't heard, if you were planning to have your feet quaffed by little fishes, it won't be happening here. At least not...
Darn, and you know I wanted to do that.
I wanted to do that too. Well, I don't, you know, I don't know. I kind of mixed emotions.
I don't know. That's the fish eat like to eat stuff
but
like that.
But the fish like to do that. I guess I would just have to go. I would have had to go and see how it feels for the fish. But you know, I guess they're probably happy. They get to eat the dead skin off of people's fish.
Right.
Anyway, there was a write-up, a follow-up article on both papers this week, and basically what this pedicure process is popular in Europe, and some other states have adopted it in the country, and instead of going in for, you know, the human scrub down of your feet, in the spa you stick your feet in and they put these fish in, and the fish have no teeth. But they eat dead skin, and they look pretty cute. There was another picture. They ran the picture again in the Seattle Times, so you can see these little fishies eating the dead flakes off of feet. It really is kind of cute, and apparently the salon that was opened in Kent, in our area, that's doing it. Apparently, it was really popular, and she was like booked months in advance, and people were coming in from all over the area, out of the state actually, even to have this procedure done. And the health department shut her down because they said the inability to sanitize the live fish.
Which is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard.
Well, she says, like, we wash their feet before we put them in and after we put them in, and it really sounds pretty silly. And so apparently she's going to challenge this decision, but it's going to take a while before they lighten up on this fish business. And who knows if they will or not. But there you go. Let's see. What else do I have in the follow-up department? Oh, a good article about bees. Not a lot of good news, but this is out of Seattle PI on Wednesday, the Life and Arts section, and Feeling the Sting, and an article about Maple Valley couple that have raised bees and made honey for years, and years have been selling the honey, and what a problem they're having with their hives and so forth. But fortunately, honey keeps, so they still have honey available, but... things are getting serious, and there's some nice honey recipes in this article. So it's quite a long article. Feeling the Sting, Seattle PI, and a pretty picture of a honeybee on a sunflower. So look that up if you want more bee information. Oh, this doesn't sound good. Scientists warn inaction will kill off a third of all species. Climate change threatens to kill off up to a third of the planet's species by the end of the century if urgent action isn't taken to restore ecosystems, protect endangered animals, and manage growth, scientists warned Wednesday at a wildlife summit. Let's see. There is a ray of hope because there is still time if we act now. You can pull up the details, Seattle PI. Obviously, we need to be paying attention. Let's see. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services said it will review the protected status of the marbled murrelet. This has been in the news a lot, and the news this week is Fish and Wildlife Service are going to review the petition status because the murrelet status on the endangered species list because of a petition filed by guess who? The timber industry. Obviously, if they stay listed, they have to continue to not cut down old growth forest, which they would like to do. It's going to be a 12-month review and will likely determine whether the birds should be delisted or whether they also need protection in Alaska. So maybe we'll get more protection and not less. That would be good. All right, that is the follow-up pile. And then we have in the news and the best good news about animals. We should be able to take care of that as we continue. So let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors. We'll come back with animals in the news, best good news about animals, and then we will get started with Vet Sunday and Dr. Al Pluckner. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions, and it is a huge store. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store-within-a-store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And man, is it worth a trip up to Marysville right now, because they still, Jones & Company still has all these fabulous sales going on. All of their aquariums, hoods, and stands they're selling at their cost. All of their built-right cat furniture, that's all the climbing scratching and perching posts that are so expensive, they're all on sale at their cost. Furminators, those fabulous brushes that take the hair out like crazy, are all on sale. And they're really expensive, so if you're going to get one, you want to get them on sale. And wild-caught Alaska salmon oil is on sale for $12.99 for an 8-ounce bottle. So get on up to Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7811. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Music, the stuff of creation.
What a powerful tool for healing, inspiring, and connecting us to Source.
And to each other. We'll talk about it. We'll play it.
We'll have a lively discussion with guests who are doing it.
So join us Monday and Wednesdays at 7 p.m.
Saturday mornings at 11.
Tune in to Living Music Radio on KKNW 1150 AM or livingmusicradio.com.
Is your dog or cat off their food? Do they regularly have an upset stomach, red eyes, or scratch a lot? If so, it's likely that they, as well as millions of other pets, are suffering from food allergies. At Paws Cafe, we believe in providing only the best ingredients, free of common allergens like grains. We source most of our ingredients from farmers in Washington State. Try a sample of our cooked or raw menus today. Visit us at our Redmond store at 16505 Redmond Way, or learn more at our website, pawscafe.com.
Stay informed with news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour, weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You're looking a little confused, Gara. Something going on?
No, just a CD player was acting up.
Well, there's just some strange energy, because you played some promos before the show started, before 9 o'clock, and it was an old promo for Animal World.
Something strange.
What's that
going on?
That's not even
today.
Supposed to be in the system.
I know. I don't.
Well, Mercury's in retrograde, until the 15th of October, so that messes up communication stuff.
If you don't touch the CD player for like half an hour, it goes to sleep, and it says sleep on it.
Oh,
but I just played something not 30 seconds ago, and I went to sleep between.
All right. Well,
it's a gray day today.
That must be it.
There you go.
The CD player wants to sleep as well. I guess I don't blame it.
No. Well, did Finley keep you up last night or something? Did you not get a lot of sleep?
Maybe? Yeah.
And Sandy, you said you're tired too.
Yeah.
I'm actually okay.
No, thank you.
But maybe the CD player must be channeling the two of you. It's going to sleep. All right, let's get back to animals in the news. There's some interesting stuff in the news about animals this week. Let's see, locally, all three pods of killer whales that live in Washington's island waters have made a visit to central Puget Sound this week. All three pods, when they do this together, they call them a super pod. All three were seen near Kingston Tuesday morning in several places off of Whidbey Island. And the whales usually move south to hunt for salmon each fall after the Chinook run dwindles in the San Juans. In typical years, J-Pod, one of the three groups, will spend much of the winter in central and south Puget Sound. K and L-Pods usually come and go less often, and they sometimes swim out to the Pacific along the coast, staying until spring. But all three of them were around. So that's a little strange, a little unusual. Oh, cute little article. This, of course, we're familiar with this, but this is out of Sunday Seattle Times last week. Cute little picture. The article is titled, A Refuge for Ike's Tiny Survivors. And after the hurricane in Houston, they... one of the biggest problems they're dealing with in the animal department is more than 1,000 baby squirrels were found in the debris.
Oh my goodness!
And you know how we talked to, you know, it's Sarvey Wildlife Rescue always on shelter rescue update, and squirrels, you know, require hand feeding. Well, there's a cute little picture of a volunteer feeding a baby squirrel. You can see it, Gary, just fits in her hand.
Oh, wow.
So if you want to see the photograph of the baby squirrel, but it's a little article. Nothing that we're not familiar with, because we talk to Sarvey about them doing this all the time. But you can imagine that having to feed 1,000 baby squirrels, and they will care for them until they're about 12 weeks old, and then they'll release them in tree-filled neighborhoods and rural areas. So at least... This is controversy brewing in Helena, Montana. Brown-eyed does, muscular bucks, and an assortment of fawns and yearlings have had the run of residential neighborhoods in the capital city for several generations. They've lost all discernible fear of people, and the deer chase paper boys delivering the paper. They jump from bushes to roofs. They terrorize dogs and drivers and gobble up expensive gardens and landscaping. There's about 700 of the deer living in the city, having their offspring under residents' porches and decks. If left to their own devices, biologists say the numbers of deer will grow as high as 1,200 by 2010. But the deer's reign is coming to a close. The Helena Police Department recently began a program intended to reduce the adult deer population by 50 more if the phase is successful. They're baiting and trapping the deer, and then they're electrocuting them. The only good news about this is that then they're taking the bodies and donating them, the meat to the needy. So at least, but there's a big, of course, the people that love the deer don't want this done.
700's a lot.
Well, yeah, can you imagine that many deer living in a city? I would think that they have to do something. Yeah. And deer can hurt you. As delicate and as lovely as they can be very powerful with their legs. So let's see, if you want to pull that story up, the rest of those details, Seattle Times. Deer being cleared out of town. Okay, here's a little, how'd you like to... this one, a catastrophe averted. A police officer didn't think much of a call to shoo off a kitty cat in Casper, Wyoming, until he arrived at Beverly Hood's home to find a mountain lion weighing 80 to 90 pounds. The officer said he ran into Hood's home when he saw the cougar. Hood said she was inside when she saw the mountain lion on her porch Monday and called 911, Animal Control, and the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. She reported a bothersome, quote, big cat. A dispatcher told the officer that it was a house cat, because that was the dispatcher's interpretation. The animal was tranquilized and relocated, and there's a picture of this big house cat, once it was tranquilized, laying in the back of the truck. That's huge.
Yeah.
So a little freaked out, the little officer expecting to find a house cat. And
calling that a big cat is not entirely accurate.
No, not completely. All right, let's see. Problems with honeybees in Britain. The Britain Soil Association has urged the government to join four other European countries in banning a pesticide linked to honeybee deaths around the world. Remember, we've reported on that, and it's looking like this colony collapse may be related to this insecticide. But the British National Farmers Union blasted the proposal, and the Department of the Environment, Food and Rural Affairs attributes the honeybee decline to a variety of factors, and therefore they have no plans to initiate this ban on the insecticide. I think that's probably a mistake. Some disturbing news. The number of rhino deaths from poaching in South Africa has soared. 12 white rhinos being killed just recently, which is a huge amount. Only one or two of killings have happened over the past decade, and so it's really, really escalating. You know what they're going to, they're thinking, at least it says they're going to, they have announced a plan to surgically dehorn the rhinos in the wild so that the poachers won't kill them. Is that, I mean, that seems so strange. It's ridiculous that we have to do that. But that's what it's come to. And then the Australian government, the government's leading climate change advisors, are advising that the country should switch to eating kangaroo instead of beef to reduce greenhouse gases. Because, you know, cows pass a lot of methane gas out into the environment.
I don't know if I'd want to eat kangaroo.
But kangaroo don't. And they have a problem with lots of kangaroo and wild and stuff in Australia. So anyway, there used to be that the country, that's pretty much all they ate, but they've switched to beef, and so now there's a... Anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting. Huh. All right, let's see here. Oh, now talk about this. Let me just tell you, this is out of Australia as well. But, I mean, a seven-year-old boy broke into a zoo and fed a string of animals to a crocodile. The 30-minute rampage caught on the zoo's security camera happened early Wednesday after the boy jumped a security fence at the Alice Springs Reptile Center in central Australia. The child went on a killing spree, bashing three lizards to death, which he then fed to Terry, an 11-foot crocodile. The boy also threw several live animals to Terry. Alice Springs police said they identified the boy but are unable to do anything because of his age. Children under age 10 can't be charged with criminal offenses in the Northern Territory. But you, a seven-year-old boy doing this? I
would suggest they watch him closely.
Well, yeah, but, oh.
That's...
All right, here, one of the problems of rescuing animals, an effort by Good Samaritans to rescue abandoned dogs from Iraq and bring them back to the States has resulted in a national public health warning. They brought back a puppy that apparently a military person had adopted. And that was among 24 dogs and two cats that arrived in the States, and they were quarantined, but then sent out, let's see, to 16 states, including California, Colorado, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Texas, Virginia, Pennsylvania. The problem is that the 11-month-old Labrador that was one of the 24 dogs had rabies. Oof. So... And it wasn't, so all the other dogs were exposed, shipped all over the place. None came to this state, but that's kind of serious. And here, a little chuckle. The Juneau International Airport in Alaska doesn't have to worry about bears anytime soon after officers evacuated it briefly Friday because of an accidental discharge of anti-bear spray, pepper spray. It went through the ventilation system in the airport. Oh, can you imagine?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Whoops.
And here's another one. It wasn't just the caffeine that gave a Cedar Rapids, Iowa woman an extra jolt after she had her morning coffee. It was the bat she found in the filter. She turned on her automatic coffee maker before bedtime and drank her coffee the next morning. She discovered the bat in the filter when she went to clean it that night. The woman is now undergoing treatment for possible rabies.
Ew.
Can you imagine? How does a bat get inside?
I don't know, but can you get rabies from drinking bat coffee?
Apparently
bad
you can.
Bad coffee, get it? Bad coffee? Thank you, Gary.
All right, let's go a little over here, because you know what we got to do? It's time. We're going to do quickly. We will take care of the best good news about animals.
And get Dr. Al on the phone.
So we're doing that right now?
Let's do it right now. Yeah. We'll be a little late in getting Dr. Al on, but... And I'll just talk over our wonderful... But let's hope that it works. All right, just to let you know, the first good news... That a federal court Monday overturned the Bush administration's decision to remove gray wolves in the western Great Lakes region from the endangered species list. The judge sided with environmental groups that accused the government of misreading the law last year when it lifted protections for the 4,000 wolves in Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Let's see. This is interesting. I want to pull this up out of Seattle Times. Group hustle to save box turtles. This is out of Maryland. A rescue squad of environmentalists, researchers, state employees, and contractors is working against the clock to save eastern box turtles that would otherwise be crushed or buried alive when hundreds of acres of woods in the Washington, D.C. suburbs are paved over for a highway, a process that could begin within weeks. Turtles found on the expeditions are being put on the safe side of a mesh fence. There's a real cute picture of the box turtle.
Oh, yeah.
But I just thought it was good news, because instead of just bulldozing it, at least they're saving the turtles. Oh, here's another cute picture. You might want to pull this up. Jake, imagine this one. Okay, just imagine. 14-pound rat terrier is recovering in a Florida Keys after a Florida Keys carpenter dove in to save his dog from a shark. Greg Lenore said he took Jake for his daily swim at a marina. On Friday, a 5-foot shark suddenly surfaced and grabbed the dog. He said he yelled, balled up his fists, and dove headfirst into the water. He hit the shark in the back, and the creature let go of the dog. Dog and man made it safely back to shore, and there's a picture of the Jack Russell at the vet, but he's recovering just fine. So I thought it was good news, but how would you like to dive and save your... All right, the next good news... Getting close to the end here. Seattle PI, if you want to bring this up. Non-traditional Eastern medicine. The pandas at the Wuhan Zoo in central China, they have become stressed because of all of the tourists. So guess what they're doing to help the pandas stay healthy and calm them down? They're cooking them chicken soup.
I love it.
That's so cute. Reflecting the Chinese tradition of drinking slow-cooked chicken soup for health, the zookeepers boiled roosters in water overnight and added a pinch of salt to the concentrated stock. The pandas were served 2.2 pounds of soup in giant dishes in addition to their regular diet of bamboo milk and buns. It was a hit. They drank it like they drank their milk. They loved it. The pandas' diet usually consists mostly of bamboo, but they also can eat meat. Let's see, another panda at the zoo lived on milk and ground meat in the last 10 years of his life because his teeth could no longer tear at tough bamboo stalks. So pull up Seattle PI and search chicken soup and pandas. You'll get the whole article. But it's very cute. They're getting chicken soup. This one, just pull up this article if you're looking for something good. A wonderful photograph and article in the local news of the Seattle Times. First class spot on the flyway. And this is Snohomish County, Port Susan Bay, all around Puget Sound. Fall signals not the end, but the beginning of a new life cycle, as shorebirds just passing through or arriving to spend the winter touch down from far north. The great fall migration of birds along the Pacific Flyway from northern breeding grounds to southern overwintering areas is underway. Port Susan Bay and neighboring Skagit Bay are home to the highest concentration of shorebirds in Puget Sound. It's a hot spot for the fall shorebird migration and hosts the largest overwintering populations of shorebirds in Puget Sound with more than 50,000 birds. Oof. So there's a photograph of some and a bird watcher. But a great article. Pull it up, especially if you want to go see the shorebirds. Okay, and the winner of the best good news about animals.
Yeah.
You can pull it up in the Seattle PI. Lassie's new competition in the Fall City area. And this is out of King County. Sheriffs were on their way to Snoqualmie Valley Trail on last Sunday afternoon because of a lost hiker who apparently had a diabetic episode and became lost and disoriented and somehow was able to call out on 911, but they were searching for him, couldn't find him. The sheriff ran into a guy named Terry Wolf, and his dog, Kona, were hiking the woods and were very familiar. So Terry asked if he and his dog could help in the search. And the sheriff said, yeah, they could use all the help they could get. And so when they got the 911 call, Terry recognized what the guy was describing as to where he was. So they all drove out in the sheriff's SUV way out as far as they could drive and then hiked to the area. And here's what they said. The group continued on foot as night fell, stopping to yell out the missing man's name, but getting no response. Quote, "It was just like Lassie," Wolf said. "I was telling her, Kona, there's somebody sick out there. You got to find him." The group reached a ridge and Kona took off like she was chasing a deer. The dog scrambled down a 75-foot cliff into a heavily wooded ravine and there found their missing man. It was awesome.
Wow.
About that?
Wow.
We have our own Lassie in Fall City. So congratulations, Kona and Terry Wolf, for volunteering to help. And Kona found him. Good dogs. All right, there we go. That wraps up the best good news about animals. Let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors, get Dr. Al on the horn. We'll get started with Vet Sunday. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. If you've got dogs and cats, you need to know about the Academy of Canine Behavior and their great cattery out in Bothell. They have the greatest doggy daycare center I've ever seen. It is fabulous. And they are located conveniently right off of 405, just north of the 522 interchange. So if you travel 405 corridor to and from work, a great place to just pop off, drop your dog off at daycare, pick them up on the way home. Gee, you don't even have to exercise your dog. All worn out, all you got to do is feed them because they've been playing all day at daycare. They also do free behavior evaluations, so check them out. It's the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell. Give them a call at 425-486-9567 or visit them online, www.aocb.com, and tell them Martha Norwalk sent you.
Join Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. right here on 1150 a.m. Brian Abker, Brian Bacon, Matt Zarter, and Gary Hill bring unique, entertaining, and thoughtful perspectives on Northwest sports and beyond. Visit sportstangle.com for more information. That's Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m.
Did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created The Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources, protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in The Missing Link, a little cool water to mix it up, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3, 6, and 9 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. The Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a Missing Link formula for dogs, one for cats. There's a vegetarian formula you can feed to both your dogs and cats, and other critters as well, like house rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, and the like. There is a bird formula and a horse formula, and Missing Link Plus with glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support in a dog and horse formula. There's also a veterinary formula that has additional omega-3 and 6 oils in it. And anyway, ask for the Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies or at your veterinarian's office. And if you prefer, you can go directly to Designing Health. Give them a call at 800-774-7387 or visit them online, www.designinghealth.com, and be sure to tell them Martha Norwalk sent you.
Spread the word. Your favorite shows are on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we are just finally now getting rolling with our Vet Sunday. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, but it's the first Sunday of October already. That means Vet Sunday. And on the line with us now, Dr. Al Pluckner. He is the author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and then, of course, the Human Compendium of Articles entitled Endocrine Immune Mechanisms in Animals and the Human Health Implications. And back in the saddle again, Dr. Al. Good morning.
Good morning, Martha.
Hey, nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, good talking to you, too. And again, thank you for having me on the program.
Oh, you're
welcome.
Look
forward to it.
All right. How is the practice going down in California?
Practice is going very, very well. The new book stuff is being edited right now, too. That's going very, very well. And a lot of good cases and a lot of, I think, you know, happy patients, happy people. Because it's given me an opportunity to kind of show these people a different way to handle allergies and, as opposed to the standard, cortisol replacement for a week or two and medication, then all of a sudden the allergy comes back. The same with the cancer patients, too. And I'm having a lot of human input, too, for different problems that... a lot of the owners have also. So, yeah, I'm happy to be back in practice.
Yeah, really, so for anybody that doesn't know, you had been retired for quite a while and were living out in the middle of nowhere in Idaho.
Exactly, and it gave me a chance to do my books and kind of think about my direction. And I quit out of frustration, and now I'm kind of back ready to slay dragons again. And one of the bright spots, really, of being up there, besides the enjoyment of the wildlife and timber and the beauty of the place, was being able to do this program, too, you know, the first Sunday of every month, because it kind of gave me a chance to get back in and talk about what I love so much. So I'm glad to be, as I say, back in circulation again, and people are beginning to find me. And when I come home from work, and the work has been, you know, late, long hours, which is great, but good, fun hours, my computer has usually got somewhere between 30 and 35 emails on it.
Wow.
So I've got full-time 7 days, and I'm doing it 7 days a week. You get me from Monday to Friday. Now I'm doing it full-time, which is neat, and it's making a difference. And we've got some really, really patients alive that, unfortunately, with standard medications and diagnosis would not be alive. So it's significant for me.
Well, when you say that you're getting like 30 or 40 emails a day, we know your website is www.drpluckner.com. Are these emails coming from owners of animals that have problems and want your help in addressing this endocrine immune imbalance? Is that what's going on?
And veterinarians and also from MDs and naturopaths and all kinds of healthcare healers, if you will.
So you can be contacted through your website, and you are now doing consulting.
Right, and I thought I'd have to look, because, you know, it changes back and forth, and you know me with computers.
Well, yeah, you're pretty illiterate.
Yes, I am.
You're worse than me, which
yeah,
that's saying a lot.
When I look at them, I know they eat their young. It's a bad thing. It's a bad thing, Martha.
I know.
But, you know, so I thought that I had listed my email on there. My contact numbers are there. Or under consulting. I think it's under contact, I believe.
On your website?
Mm-hmm. And also, which is kind of exciting, is that when I lectured to that Broda Barnes MD Research Foundation, and did two major lectures for the MDs there.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I could not find the CD of the not only the lecture, which is PowerPoint, but all my beautiful five patients that you wouldn't even want to believe what they look like and then what they look like afterwards. And so I did a lecture down in San Diego for a group of medical people, and they filmed my vat and apparently said they had some pictures that they would, you know, add to my lecture. Well, the gentleman that the videographer who did it had moved to Texas, and I got hold of Ralph. And yesterday I got a CD back, and it was my original from the Broda Barnes MD Research Foundation.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's the thing that's on the web that can't be opened up, which I think I'm going to fix for the people, that looks at the genetic ice age, 1 and 2, those lectures. If you look on the...
You're talking about lectures that are on your website?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Apparently people can't go through the lectures.
Oh, you mean things are not functioning right on your website?
Right. So I've got a great guy that's been working with me on this. And so we will probably have those lectures available. And then in the books, we will have some of these pictures of some of these animals that you just can't believe that have the imbalance. But after, you know, proper medicating and funding the imbalance, they're basically normal animals. And there have been so many of them. And, you know, over the years, you forget. It's like your first child, you take... First puppy you take a million pictures of, the second one that comes along, you don't usually use your camera much.
Right, right. All right, well, let's. We've got to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. Let's go ahead and do that. And as we continue, we'll start off with a review for anybody new that's listening and doesn't know what we're talking about. Let's discuss this basic endocrine immune imbalance and how you discovered it and what it's all about. We'll finish out the hour doing that. And then Dr. Al actually sent me this last month some articles that he's written. We're going to talk about with special features. We'll start in the next hour, osteoporosis and how that relates both to our animal friends and to us and how it relates to this imbalance. And then a lot about vaccinations. I think we'll start with the osteoporosis stuff. And I don't know if we'll get to the vaccines this month. If not, we'll get to them next month. But we've got great stuff to talk about. And, of course, we're going to open phone lines now. And, by the way, if you are interested in a copy of Dr. Al's book, Pets at Risk, or our Wagon Tails Liver Treats, let me give you a phone numbers. So you can talk Sandy into raiding the prize closet for you. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington, 888-298-5569. And then, of course, you can send us an email while we're on the air to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. If you have a human and or medical care question for Dr. Al, if you cannot wait till later in the show, you can call anytime. Let Sandy know that you've got a question for Dr. Al, and we'll change our little schedule and we'll put you on the air. So 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Email animalworldlive@hotmail.com. We continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store is huge, but it's very easy to navigate with their store within a store, and their employees are the most knowledgeable that I've ever met at any store, and it's well worth the trip to Marysville because their huge sales is continuing. If you want to get into the aquarium business or want to upgrade, all of their aquariums, stands, and hoods are all being sold at cost. Their Built Right cat furniture is on sale at cost. That's all the climbing and scratching and perching posts. Their Furminators, those fabulous brushes, are all on sale, and they're really expensive. So good reason to pick one up now. And they got a bunch of other stuff going on, too. So check them out. Jones & Company Pets. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Are you ready for the next revolution in pet nutrition? Jackson Hole biochemist Kevin Meehan developed Mulligan Stew's patented formula through scientific research. research into cellular nutrition. The end result is a cutting-edge pet food that is uniquely formulated with quality ingredients and proper manufacturing methods to help your pets live longer, healthier lives and provide effective cellular detoxification. Mulligan Stew is now available in select specialty pet stores. Go to mulliganstewpetfood.com and find out why Mulligan Stew Pet Food is the pet food with a purpose.
Good news, Belgium. We're streamed worldwide at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and I welcome you to, well, closing down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But we're here until noon, and we're here 9 a.m. to noon every Sunday morning right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Vet Sunday, and Dr. Al Pluckner is with us today. He's the author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program. Dr. Al.
Yes.
Let's do a little review. You graduated from vet school, my goodness, well over 40 years ago. Is that safe to say?
That's safe to say. My son said it was 140 years.
140 years ago.
Yeah. I said, yeah, I'm still cranking. So.
All right. And you went into practice in Southern California.
Correct.
You already had an interest and had been doing work with, you know, endocrine immune systems and so forth, but as I recall, you'd see dogs, as you were describing when we were starting our conversation, with hot spots and allergies and so forth, and standard veterinary treatment would dictate give them an injection of cortisone, you know, to calm down the inflammation, but don't give it for too long, because otherwise there'll be problems. And rather than just accepting that, you wanted to know, you wanted some answers, right?
Absolutely. How come the cortisone works so well? Was it that grade A product, or was the patient deficient? And
uh-huh.
It turned out the patient was deficient.
That was the key, right?
Yeah. Why did they check this? I mean, but the thing is, you have to what people don't realize is probably the most important, I think there are two important secretions in the body, and I think one of the most important is natural cortisone that we all produce, our animals produce if we're normal.
However, well, now let me interrupt you just a minute, yeah, because that's what most people don't understand. When we hear the word cortisone, and that's why your work is controversial,
yes,
because
exactly
we hear
right.
Cortisone, we've all been taught cortisone's bad, you shouldn't take it, that you get bad side effects and all that stuff. But when people are saying that, they don't either realize or neglect to say at the same time, it is a natural hormone that our body must produce and have for us to be healthy.
Exactly.
That's
otherwise, it just opens the body. And the interesting thing, it's probably the most important hormone on the body, yet it's the most feared hormone to be given.
Uh-huh.
And they don't know really how to use a cortisol replacement without it having build up and cause all these pharmacological bad side effects. And that's been one of the things that I've found over the years in people and animals and dogs. You've got to use it with thyroid, not only because of the binding, the complexities that occur, which basically is known now of those that are working in the field, but the main thing is once you've normalized your patient on a very low dose, we call physiological, just enough to replace what the patient is not producing. What you get into then with the thyroid, by giving thyroid with it, in 24 hours you end up by getting rid of, using up all the cortisone that's being broken down by the liver, everything's fine. So you don't get a buildup. Without the thyroid, 24 hours you still have steroid there. You still have a little bit more the next day, and pretty soon it builds up to a point where it is hurting the body. And that was one of the things that happened with the women that went on to Premarin. They were on no thyroid, so every day there was still some of that Premarin pregnant mare serum left, and 3 months down the road, they had an overdose of estrogen causing all kinds of cancer. So they don't know how to use it, and that's been the frustration, you know, trying to show them and have them relate to it, but like you say, you know, it's the most feared, probably outside of estrogen, and that's your other most significant, which we won't get into, but between the cortisol, estrogen, teeter-totter effect is a secret to prolonged life. Right. There is no doubt about it.
And I want to get into some more details about all of this, but before we run out of time in this first hour, let me just see if I can encapsulate it for everyone, because I know we've got new folks listening that don't know what we're talking about. And basically, way back when...
I've been accused of that.
basically, way back when you wanted to know why did this cortisone work so well initially, and then why were there problems later, and was there a deficiency of some kind? And you did all kinds of years of testing and this and that to find out what's going on. The bottom line is you discovered what you now call a basic endocrine immune imbalance that pretty much underlies all chronic disease and illness in dogs, cats, horses, and humans.
Correct.
Now, the actual condition, or what this imbalance is all about, my understanding, and you correct me, Dr. Al, if I'm not explaining this well, but we're talking dogs, cats, horses, and humans here. For whatever reason, you can have this imbalance genetically, you know, be born with it, which probably is how most come about. It can be acquired sometime during life due to toxic exposure, stress, and whatever, or it can be a result of old age later in life.
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah. And what happens is, for whatever reason, the adrenal glands are not putting out enough natural cortisone, or the cortisone that is being produced is defective in some way, so the body doesn't recognize it and respond to it appropriately.
Right.
Because of the defective or low cortisol, the middle layer of the adrenal glands start producing estrogen.
Yeah, the inner layer, right.
The inner layer, right. Now, this is where all the problem lies, in that this is not ovarian estrogen. This is adrenal estrogen. And therefore, it's not really tested for in standard, you know, veterinary or human medicine. But nonetheless, the adrenal glands are making all this estrogen, and that, of course, is the reason why this imbalance applies to male, female, spayed, neutered. Doesn't matter, because it has nothing to do with ovaries or testicles. And we all have adrenal glands.
Correct.
So when the estrogen gets to a certain point, gets high enough, it starts binding or interfering or preventing from working other hormones in the body, particularly the thyroid hormones. And, of course, the thyroid regulates metabolism and all of that, so if the thyroid hormones aren't working well, a lot of stuff can get messed up. As that happens, antibodies in the body deplete, and then that's when the problems begin. And then what happens, like your book says, from allergies to cancer, what manifests in the individual really is individual. And it can be genetic predispositions or whatever, but it can affect, it could be cancer or allergies or seizures or inflammatory bowel or dental disease.
Impact areas.
It affects behavior, extreme and irrational fear, or aggression. And does that pretty much explains the imbalance?
It really explains it. It explains it so well that I'm going to have you do this and write it, and I'm going to include it under your name in the new books.
Oh, hey, cool.
I would love to do that.
Well, you know, sometimes, well, you doctors in general sometimes talk above the rest of us because we just don't get it. So I kind of have to break things down to be able to understand them, and that's kind of, that's what makes sense to me.
Well, you know, my writings have always been neither fish nor fowl. They're not technical enough for the academy, academics, and they're too technical for most of your plain rap veterinarians and also for the people. So something like this, because the people go, it can't be that simple. This is the cause of cancer.
Yeah, it really is very simple. Isn't it true? Every single patient with cancer, human or animal, that you've ever tested has had this imbalance.
Exactly. And every one that we've ever treated, whether suggested through an MD or what have you, it's all there. It's the basis for it. It's just that how do you get it out with doing without doing a march or
right. Now, and then the bottom line is you came up with a blood test panel to diagnose this imbalance, and it's called an EI1. That's for endocrine immune
one.
That's what you call it, and it tests total estrogen, cortisol, the thyroid hormones T3, T4, and three antibodies IgA, IgM, and IgG. The unfortunate thing is that there's only one laboratory.